Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Right with this one.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Is this Hank Williams Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... He's a real one. You know, like too many of the guys that Jack plays, I don't think, are real ones. Hank Williams Jr. is a real one.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. The new country, I'm not.
A lot of twang in that one.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's real twang.
Yeah, yeah, 80s like, twang. Yeah. You know? That's a voice who's been through a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
And a lot of smoking.
A lot of smoking.
It's not Chester County twang like Jack.
Yeah. There's this. This is fake twang.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is 3:30 on Friday, which means we are joined by the world's most accurate forecaster.
And love bug, and you just get it a little hotter. I'll stoke it for you. Come on, cupcake.
That is Tornado Shapiro. Tornado.
Hey, fella. Who you calling cook to? Sure, we got injuries, but a wounded animal is the most dangerous. This team's about to get its elixir. Some warm weather, some shorts and skirts in L.A. They need to look at some skin in Los Angeles. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Why is it so cold? Why? I'm cold and I'm scared.
Stop your belly aching. Overcast and 32 outside right now, this is nothing. I worked in the frigid cold for a lot of years at Keweenaw County, Upper Peninsula, Minnesota. Yeah, KOLD-TV, the cold cave. I drove a snowmobile to work. We had a weather girl out there by the name of Barbara Boots. We called her Miss Little Miss Muffins. I could never get her digits. What a handful. His sister sold shaved ice at the cantina. Sure, she knew how to shape your snowballs. Come on. Okay.
Cheap one.
I remember one afternoon I trimmed her tree.
She actually
had two sisters, Ophelia and Hypothermia. They both had a little bite to them. Okay. Yeah, did a lot of work. You guys know what I did a lot of work with the ski resorts. You've heard of Smuggler's Snatch?
Smuggler's Notch.
Oh, you know her too. And of course, Greek Peak. You know, you have to approach that hill from behind. Hello. Yeah, I was an old ad man back then, a regular Don Draper. I was the guy behind the classic campaign, Blue Mountain. They needed the money. Sugarbush Resort is promising 10 inches of hard packed snow overnight. Blue Chew Alert. Sixers in Milwaukee. Pack a sweater. It's going to be 23 degrees tonight in the Brew City. It'll be warmer if you go inside for the game.
Yes, of course.
Early weather. We stay below freezing locally most of the night. Ice skating at Dilworth Plaza is open till 11 p.m. Great weather for roasted nuts and Irish coffee. Drink up, Shriners! Sunday, it's the avalanche at the Flyers, 1 p.m. I was involved in an avalanche once. It happened up at Pinups on the boulevard. I ordered a 3-gal couch dance, and they tried to build a pyramid over top of me. The whole thing came toppling down, crashing down hard on me. It was the most pleasurable natural disaster I was ever involved in. Literal avalanche of peaches, melons, tacos, and bush beer. Hey, it was the 80s. Retro was still popular. Come on. Partly cloudy Sunday, warming up to a balmy 41 degrees. Let's hope the warmer weather helps our birds come together as a team. You know, I was good friends with Namdi Asomugha back in the day when he used to eat his lunch in the car. You remember that, Spike?
I do. I remember it well. Hollis Thomas broke that story.
One day it was me, Ike, Namdi, Hollis Thomas, Arlen Specter, Jason Babin, Malcolm Poindexter III, and D-line coach Jim Washburn. We all piled into Namdi's Nissan Maxima and ate lunch in the NovaCare parking lot. You know, one day Namdi even had it catered from the Penrose Diner. Ike was chowing down on cream chip beef. Next thing you know, Washburn tries to convert this conventional 4-3 waitress to the wide nine. not a good idea. That's Gladys, old Gladys. This waitress, 68-year-old pow mow packing hash slinger. She wasn't having any of it. Washburn wasn't wearing a cup. Gladys landed a kick cut to the groin, left Washburn lying there in a puddle of Howard mud.
Yeah, we don't know that any of that is true. None of that is verified.
Well, Tornado always got along with his teammates, except for this one time. I had a production assistant who didn't talk to me for a month, all because I signed a woman's breast at the state fair event. How did I know it was his mother? Didn't get any better. I dated Mrs. Duckworth for 3 years. Sent her chocolates every Mother's Day. She still spurned me.
Okay, can we finish up the forecast,
please? The end. Eagles fans are heading out to Los Angeles. I worked at L.A. at WNIP, the NIP. We had a weather girl named Sandy Sideboob. She'd give you a peek at the 7-day and a few more things, too. Come on. SoFi Stadium, Monday Night Football. Temperature a cool 60 degrees for kickoff. Go Birds, 50-50 chance of rectification and Californication. You heard it here first. The world's most accurate forecast. Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
All right.
Oh, God.
All right. There he is. Tornado Shapiro.
60-year-old waitress. Yes. Pow, mow, packing, and hash. Slinging.
Yes. And then there is the terrible wide nine joke.
Oh,
I did
man.
Like that group. It was you, Namdi, Hollis Thomas, Senator Arlen Specter, Jason Babin, Malcolm Poindexter III, and Jim Washburn. I think Malcolm Poindexter was a reporter on Channel 6. I don't know. And Jim Washburn, of course.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there selling and signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Which do you say, Paul McCartney and Wings or Paul McCartney and the Wings? Paul McCartney and Wings is 63% because it's the name of the artist.
Really?
Yes.
See, maybe it's a Philly thing. You know, where we add S's to everything?
Yeah, Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
We say.
Yeah, the Wings.
Maybe.
You learn something new every day.
Well, I told you 3 hours ago it was Paul. It was Paul McCartney and Wings.
Now, I didn't want to believe you.
I told you to Google it because it's right there. It's right on the album cover.
I just didn't know if people called it that or if they called the Wings.
All right. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Ike Reese, you are pathetic. You need the Cowboys to lose to make you feel better.
Yep.
So your fraudulent Eagles can win the East?
Yeah, I'll take it.
My stock is down. It's because it's your fault. You and Spike and Jack, it's your fault. You trashed the Cowboys for 2 years. You said they were irrelevant. They were a terrible organization. Jerry's a dope. You wouldn't take my calls because you're like, oh, well, Cowboys are irrelevant.
Oh, no, we've always taken your call.
Oh, come on. That's a lie.
They won 3 in a row, and you guys treat them like royalty now, you know? So, yeah, I'm a little confused about how to deal with you bozos. And Ike Aikman, you sit there and go like, oh, well, as long as I win my bet and I make money from the Cowboys, I love them.
That's right.
Yeah. As long as they're making you money. And listen, the Cowboys are going to win their next four games. They didn't look that bad last night, okay? And as for the Eagles, only the Raiders are about the only team you have a chance of winning against, and that's about it. Everybody else is going to give 100% to beat your fraudulent butts out there. And by the way, Ike, could you do me a favor? Could you replace Kirk Herbstreit? He sucks, as do you guys. Goodbye, losers.
I saw a lot of Kirk Herbstreit complaints last night.
Well, Herbie was doing the shoddy thing last night.
A lot of shoddy.
Yeah, where he kept calling
Schottenheimer
shoddy.
I mean, Herbstreit's stock has fallen so far that people are ripping the dog. And people love dogs.
Poor dog.
I love Herbie.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, on college
I'm a Herbstreit guy. Yeah,
college football.
I don't mind him on pro football.
Yeah, he put Carson 6 feet under. And,
I did not appreciate that.
Yeah.
I did not. But he's sitting next to Al Michaels. Well, he's half dead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Poor Al Michaels.
If Al Michaels doesn't have something on the game, he's not interested.
Oh, man.
You know he's got a little couple of
Well, he's famous for that. He's famous for that. Sixers won a very strange game last night. They got off to I think they were leading by 22 at halftime. It was their biggest halftime lead since January of 2024. They even survived the third quarter mostly. I think they were up 16 after three. And I think I tweeted it in the middle of the third quarter. I said, this is going to be a 4-point game with 5 minutes left. I could feel it in my bones. And there it was. And, and they even lost the lead. And somehow, some way, with, first of all, VJ Edgecombe, the stats from last night will not knock you out. You know, it was 10-6-6 with two steals. But his two steals, with the one with 10 seconds left, Nick Nurse ends up challenging it, but, you know, Golden State gets the ball. Then he steals the ball again, setting up that final possession. Mm-hmm. Then Maxey misses the last shot. Edgecombe puts the putback back in, and then God bless Tyrese Maxey. Misses the shot, falls into the bench. Golden State has D'Anthony Melton has a wide open layup. Maxey closes in, chased down block, doesn't foul him. Mm-hmm. Just an amazing end of the game, which looked like it was going to be a horrible loss. Ends up being a win that you feel pretty good about, even though they blew a 22-point
lead. Yeah, I was going to say it definitely would have been a horrible loss.
Yeah.
I saw the first half, didn't see any of the second half.
Okay.
I saw your tweet, and I'm like, nah, I don't know how this is happening. Steph Curry's not even playing tonight. Yeah.
And he benched all the other guys. It was the backups of the backups. He benched Kuminga. He benched
the
Pods.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Yeah, he benched all those guys, and it was their backups that came in there and did it.
So what did we just start missing shots, or?
It just, the only.
Well, Nick Nurse can't coach a third quarter.
Well, yeah, that's it. It really wasn't even the third quarter. There's one Nick Nurse complaint I have for last night. So we're out Paul George, right? So he starts Grimes and Maxey in the backcourt. Fine. I say to myself, there's McCain, first guard off the bench. There's your backup point guard. There were 2 3-minute stretches in the game where he had neither Maxey nor McCain on the court. You can't have Quentin Grimes being your lead ball handler when both those guys are healthy.
Yeah.
You need to have one guy or the other. You know, McCain only plays 21 minutes. I'm fine with 21 minutes as long as he is on the court when Maxey's not on the court. You have honestly, McCain it was not a great game for McCain last night, but he is a far more competent ball handler than Quentin Grimes is. So I think that was, and they just got out of the flow of everything. And you know how basketball is nowadays. You start hitting, you hit a couple 3-point shots. It's like it runs back and forth, and they could not stop the bleeding. They got sloppy, a lot of bad turnovers, but they figured it out, I guess.
Yeah,
it was not a good Joel game either.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You just answered it, so I don't need to ask you that. But then I was going to say, when Steph's not playing, I think this was their first East Coast game they just got in.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, all right, they're going to throw the towel in on this game tonight.
Yeah.
They still found a way. Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that final score.
And Draymond went out at halftime.
Okay.
So Draymond got hurt at halftime.
Okay.
He had
a
hand
thing. Yeah.
So no Butler, no Curry.
No Steph. No
Draymond.
And they still came back.
And they still – now, the Sixers were 4-point favorites. I didn't expect them to win by 20 points. It was ugly in the second half.
And it's almost hard to hold a lead that big that long.
In the NBA, if you're not a really, really good team, every team will make a run.
Yes.
Every team will make a run.
Yep.
And the just one other thing. Dominic Barlow is awesome. Now, he can't shoot, whatever. The fact that they, hopefully in the offseason, they rebuild a shot. Mm-hmm. That kid, not only, I think he had 14 rebounds last night, but he can put the ball on the floor. He can take a dribble toward the rim, and he a couple of nifty passes. That he is good. They will convert that to a full contract so they can play him more games mm-hmm. this year. They found something in him. He's
good youthful
player.
Energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tasty Cake Don Barla.
Yeah, look, Tasty Cake was right about Don Barla.
He was?
Yeah.
It is a little jarring seeing someone wear 25 again.
Oh, yeah.
I keep thinking.
Is he the first one to wear it?
No, they've had 25 since Ben.
Have they?
Yeah, they have. I don't know off the top of my head who, but he's not the first guy to wear 25.
One complaint just from the first half with Kate.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, do we have to constantly refer to Melton as a former Sixer teammate?
Well, his former Sixer, great.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying I heard that so many times last night. His former teammate, oh, okay, we get it.
And they got him at the end.
Yeah, the only, if I'm to give Kate any grace, he and Maxie are very close.
Right.
So that's what it was.
No, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what he usually was. It was surrounding Maxie.
Maxie said that Melton was at his house the day before for a few hours. And it was Maxie that then. But yeah, it's not like he is an all-time Sixer.
Thank you.
He's all a good player. He's a good player.
Made me had to rethink about his career.
I like Melton.
Did I miss something?
And here are the players that have worn 25 since Ben Simmons. Daniel House.
Okay, yeah.
Darius Bazley.
Who?
Isaiah Mobley and Lester Quinones.
Who the hell is those? I heard of the first one. Those
Daniel
other
House. I remember House and Bazley.
Yeah, I don't even remember Bazley.
So, all right. So I have not heard this.
A lot of gems in this.
Yeah, so I was sent a tweet that is 6.5 minutes of Chris Sims explaining what is wrong with the Eagles offense.
Oh, boy.
Would you like? Now, Jack has, I sent it to Jack, and Jack texts me back, this is 6.5 minutes. And I said, Jack, I am told he talks for the entire 6.5 minutes.
Did not stop talking.
He didn't stop. So Jack has whittled it down to about 2 minutes. So here is Philadelphia's own, not own, Philadelphia's favorite, Chris Sims, breaking down what is wrong with the Eagles offense.
Everybody's blaming the coaches, and the blame deserves to be on the quarterback, and that's it. This is why you heard last week and the week before from Philadelphia beat writers that have been there forever, Seth Joyner, all these people that, you know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the organization about the quarterback. The quarterback won't play the game in the pocket. The quarterback has hijacked the offense and won't let them run certain plays. I've been saying this for 2 years, right? Now people are starting to realize, and I'm not just saying it. I know it. I've been told by people that are there now, people that were there and left. Nick Sirianni didn't get this job because they went, man, you only have 5 plays in your offense. We want you. They run a limited offense because of the quarterback. The run game's never been creative. Right? It's never. Last year, it wasn't overly creative. It was a lot of the same runs you're seeing right now. Right? But at the same time, as you know, in the NFL, teams figure out how to defend certain things. Right? And then here with this, teams have found the formula to go, wait, we cannot be steamrolled by the biggest, most powerful offensive line in football. We can figure out ways to stop the run because the pass game is so simple and there's certain plays and throws that the quarterback just won't throw. So that's what it looks like. I broke it down on my podcast last week. I mean, if you look at plays from the Cowboy game, there's people open everywhere when they can't score, you know, in the second, third, and fourth quarter. But there's a quarterback that doesn't really go through the reads. He watches the rush. He doesn't throw the ball on rhythm, right? And I know he's told them that he doesn't want the offense to be crazy. Right? So he doesn't. He's been very firm about it. I want the same way the offense was when we went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs the first time. So he's not going to allow them to reinvent the wheel and do different things there. So that's where everybody's got to get off the coaches. This is where the organization's going crazy because the public is pointing the finger at everybody except the guy that deserves the blame. And all the players and coaches know it's the quarterback. And that's the issue with everything. It's not high-level throws. And if you watch it, yes, he never reads the play or the concept. He plays one-on-one ball, and a little bit like we talked about with Aaron Rodgers, yeah, you look at A.J. Brown, it's either he's one-on-one and we throw the ball up or a back shoulder, or we throw slant routes one-on-one to him or Devontae Smith. And it's just hard to operate like that in the 2025 NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So there he is. Chris Sims taking his victory lap a little early.
Yeah, totally not surprised where that went.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'll say this. I think the idea that no one is placing blame on Jalen is completely false. What people are doing are pushing back against, it's only Jalen.
Yes.
Like Jalen has certainly gotten a fair share of criticism here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people are pushing back against the idea that everything else is good with the team except for Jalen.
Yes.
And that's what that sounded like. That sounded like, it's Jalen, it isn't anybody else.
So I think what he is, sometimes this gets a little messy because I think sometimes he's not talking. I think he's aware of what Jalen is. We've mm-hmm. talked about this a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. The reason it's not working, they can't run the ball. We all know to a degree, we all agree what Jalen's good at, what he's mm-hmm. not good at.
Yep.
So to say that it's his fault that he's not good at something we already knew he wasn't good at, I think what it is more that Chris Sims is doing is saying, I told you this is not what he's saying, but I told you this is what
this
he
is what was.
Yeah. I told you this is what he was.
Yeah.
So I think he is wrong when he is saying, you know, it's all him. It's not him. If you don't expect him to be able to do a certain thing, just like I've said a bunch of times, if all of a sudden the Rams were in a position where Matt Stafford had to run read option and run the ball, and then you said it's Matt Stafford's fault he can't run the ball,
right,
it would sound insane.
Yes.
It would sound crazy, yep, right? Nobody would, everybody would say, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. So I think to an extent, you saying that Jalen Hurts needs to be the engine of the offense from a passing standpoint,
I don't think he's capable of doing that.
I don't think he is either, which is not, I don't mean it as a slight. I mean it as a reality. I think when the team can operate and put him in the best position to be himself, which is not that, I think he is a good quarterback. But I think when he's forced to put in a position like this, I just think you see that is not what he is best at.
Yeah. And this is, it also comes off as, again, trying to cover your own ass.
Yes, yes.
Because you hear a lot of, it's not the coaches. Well, that to me says that means somebody is trying to make sure people know that it's not the coaches.
Yeah.
Like that's what that feels like.
And
everybody is trying to make the point that it's not the coaches.
If I could make one quick defense of Jalen here in this.
Don't act like it pains you.
Well, I actually think I've done a lot of Jalen defending over the last month in large part. Him saying that he wants the plays that he can actually execute is not like a crazy thing. I don't think it helps him or anyone for them to throw some sort of like Sean McVay style. You're under center all the time. There's crossing routes all the time. There's all kinds of pre-snap motion. I don't think he would say he doesn't want to do it because he's not good at it.
Right.
I don't think he doesn't want to do it because he's
like,
he thinks he's the offensive coordinator.
Right.
I just think it's maybe it comes out like this is what I want to do, but really what it is this is what I can't. What I
this
can
is what
do.
I'm capable of doing. This is what I'm good at. Yeah, and listen, we were having these discussions last year. We used to argue with Elliot when he was trying to tell us how everything was based around the passing game a year ago.
Yeah.
And it clearly wasn't.
And just to Elliot's point, he was always, and I'll bring this up with him on Tuesday, he was always, well, they can pass it when they need to.
Right.
They need to.
Right.
They need to.
Right.
Where is it? I heard that all last year. That's they pass true. It when they need to. Yep. Well, they need to. They need to. All right. 215-592-9494. Jaws joining us next. Jack, thank you for the quick work editing that down.
Oh, my pleasure.
I know it was your pleasure.
My pleasure. Yeah. A lot of truth.
Yeah.
A lot of truth.
You should have seen the smiles in that room as he's editing. Wow.
I said he wanted to make sure I didn't hear it until I didn't even know about that.
He was like a music producer that knew he just wrote a hit. You know, he's like, oh, man, that's a bang. Listen to that hook.
He had three scoops in there.
Yeah. Josh joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, the Black Friday mega sale. You heard about it all the last 2 weeks. Well, guess what? The good news is here. It's been extended.
So it's still going.
It's still going
on. Even though Black Friday was a week ago.
They said, you know what? They are a people helping people kind of company at National Appliance Warehouse, and this is what they're doing to take care of their customers. They're always looking to take care of their customers, Spike. I mean, when you walk in there, they treat you like family. Mm-hmm. They make sure they're going to pair you with the right appliance. Mm-hmm. They do installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse.
They're problem solvers. Your problem, you need appliances in your house, their solution, we'll get them to you.
And the best part is, they have over 100 brands.
Yep.
15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, Whirlpool, LG, and there's up to 40% off right now. So they have all the appliances. You're going to have a great experience with their industry-leading service team. And on top of that, you're going to get the best price. So what's the excuse? Get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale. It's been extended. Don't miss this. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.